Hello, it's Val here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Geoffrey Hodson. Before we bring you Information Desk, we have more news items, with a couple who found love on the number 11B bus, and the closure of London Street is reenacted after 50 years of pedestrianisation. But first, a dispute over the future of rail conductors could see trains hit by a strike action.
Rail Union MRT is to hold a ballot because they are concerned about the possibility of more trains where doors are operated only by drivers. The ballot, which will be both strike action and action short of a strike, with the union saying the company failed to give a guarantee on the role of the guard throughout the franchise length. But the rail operator says it's committed to the guards, also known as conductors, on trains between Norwich and London and on rural routes in Norfolk.
The owners of Westlegate Tower in Norwich have reassured the public that work taking place is routine. The city's tallest tower block suffered damage when Storm Doris hit the city earlier this year and is being repaired. A panel of cladding became detached from the building in February. It was removed by an abseil team in the days after the storm. A spokesman from Norwich Residential Management, NRM, who managed the tower, said, "There's been a lot of focus on tower blocks recently." He added, "NRM wishes to make it clear that this work has no connection with the ongoing investigation on high-rise properties following the terrible fire at Grenfell Tower."
Gangs of street drinkers and aggressive beggars will be targeted by police after public demands to get them off our city streets. Officers will be out in force, armed with the power to eject the two groups from inside the inner ring road for up to 48 hours. Those who ignore the Section 35 order face arrest. The crackdown follows an increase in the number of complaints of antisocial behaviour involving aggressive begging and street drinking, and a recent public vote to make the two issues a priority for the North East Safer Neighbourhoods Team. Sergeant Mark Shepherd said the complaints had increased as the weather improved.
Work colleagues at a Norwich store are celebrating more than 350 years of combined service with the company. The Asda store at Drayton High Road has one of the largest numbers of long-serving colleagues in the country, with 12 people celebrating the milestone. George section leader Sue Matthews, who's been with the store since it first opened, is celebrating an astonishing 35 years. She said, "I've had so many fantastic memories over the past 35 years that I will treasure forever. I love seeing the same faces week in, week out. We have a fantastic team that never fail to make me smile. I can't believe how quickly the last 35 years have flown by, and it's really nice to see that we're all one big Asda family and such a big part of the local community."
50 years after Norwich quite literally paved the way by creating the first pedestrianised shopping street in the UK, the pioneer move has been reenacted. On July the 17th, 1967, London Street was closed off to traffic when Lord Mayor Cecil Sutton tied a ribbon across the street. And current Lord Mayor David Fulman and Norfolk City Councillor Mike Stonard did the same to mark the 50th anniversary of the closure. A new blue plaque, which will be installed on the wall outside Boots, detailing the significance of the street, was unveiled. And some of the shops along London Street displayed posters showing the ways it has changed over the decades. Within 3 years of London Street's pedestrianisation, 20 other streets in the UK had followed suit in becoming pedestrianised.
A professional triathlete from Norfolk has celebrated the unveiling of the school's new trim trail. Kim Morrison, who was born in North Norfolk, visited Kinsdale Junior School in Helsden to mark the official opening of its trim trail, which has been bought after years of fundraising. While the school has always had a trail, about 4 years ago, pupils, parents and the school's friends group decided it was past its best and began a fundraising campaign to replace it. They have since raised thousands of pounds for the trail, which can be used throughout the year.
Weather forecasters have revealed there were 26,000 lightning strikes during storms in the region, which interrupted sleep as well as blocking roads, leaving homes without power, and flooded a nursery school. But how are meteorologists actually able to record the number of bolts travelling at the speed of light? The lightning is recorded using lightning detectors, which are stationed around the country and in Europe. A bolt causes radio waves were picked up by the detectors. Although a sensor is able to say when the bolt hit, it can't locate it. To do this, meteorologists look at multiple readings and use calculations based on how long it took the radio waves to reach the sensor and can pinpoint its location.
A couple have been able to relive the moment they met more than 60 years ago as a bus company surprised them by recreating the 11B service that they first met on. Ron Gower, 85, and his wife June, 82, celebrated their diamond wedding in June and shared the perfect Norfolk love story with the Evening News. On reading the story, First Eastern Counties approached the couple's daughter, Lorraine Sider, to arrange the surprise. They first met on the 11B bus to Norwich as they both worked in the city. Mr. Gower was an apprentice cabinet maker and Mrs. Gower a hairdresser. It was Mr. Gower's girlfriend at the time who introduced them. From that first meeting, they were inseparable.
Three Norwich police officers who broke into a house and faced down an aggressive Alsatian to save the life of a man are to receive national life-saving honours. The man had attempted to take his own life and wasn't breathing when the officers reached him, but they managed to revive and save him. Now, Sergeant Mark Shepherd, who was confronted by the dog when he went into the kitchen, is to receive a Royal Humane Society testimonial on parchment. And PCs Michael Lefevre and Stephen Godden are to receive certificates of commendation from the Society. Praising the three officers for their action as he announced the awards at the Royal Humane Society's London headquarters, Dick Wilkinson, Secretary of the Society, said there's little doubt that but for the swift action of the three officers, the man would have died.
And now to Information Desk.